This feature, Sport in Focus, is funded by Comisiún na mBan with a television licence fee.
Well, as part of our latest Sport in Focus series here on Clare FM, delighted to be joined in studio by some members of the West Clare Taekwondo Club, mainly the head coach Luke Moriarty and two of the athletes, Victoria Abron and Odin McNulty as well. Guys, thanks for coming in to have a chat with us. Luke, I'll start with yourselves because you were maybe the first point of contact we had on this. Tell us a little bit about the club.
We're obviously a Taekwondo club based in Kilrush. We opened up in 2013, originally in Camahill, but moved during COVID to Kilrush. We have about, I want to say, 80 to 90 students. We've had four or five competitors on the Irish team as well that have won international medals. So I think it's good success and doing well.
I think you're playing it down a little bit there. Just over a decade old and you're already talking about international medals.
Yeah, no, it's good. The progress has been good, especially after COVID. It seems to have picked up a lot.
Obviously, you must have identified a gap, or did people come to you with an interest in starting the club, or how did it all come about?
Well, my dad originally opened it up because I wasn't even a black belt when I first opened, but he just wanted to spread Taekwondo. Then I took over because all the opportunities my coach gave to me to travel around Europe, win international medals or compete, doing what I love, I wanted to give that to other people, and I'm very passionate about Taekwondo as well. So
yeah, we're talking off air. You've been in here before celebrating some of your own successes. Tell us about that. Yeah,
I was here last year when I won the European Championships in Romania, and then the time before that was with Quinn. I think we were going to a European Championships as well, but yeah.
Is that like a byproduct you think about when you get involved in the sport, that you're going to get the chance to travel to these places? Because, you know, you may not decide, you know what, I'll go to Romania for a weekend. It's kind of something that comes as a result of this, isn't it?
Yeah, no, definitely when I was younger, I definitely didn't think about competing for the Irish team. I was kind of thrown into it because my dad wanted me to learn how to defend myself. It was only when I was about 13, when I got my black belt, that people started talking about the Irish team and training for it. And since then, haven't really looked back.
Yeah. There's for people that are listening, there is two big bags of medals here in front of me, and we're going to go through them in a while and pick out what each one is for. Victoria Abram is with us as well here in studio. Victoria, what attracted you to Taekwondo?
Same as Luke, my mother actually wanted me to learn how to defend myself, and I started it when I was about 8 years old, and I've just fell in love with it.
Yeah. What exactly about the sport is what hooked you? What, obviously, if you go to the level that you guys have got to, there's something that has held you to that commitment.
I think, like sports-wise, I really like the sparring and fighting aspect of it, because you have all the like technical stuff as well, but I prefer the sparring. But also, I've made a lot of great friends, and just made me, yeah, fall in love with it even more. So
yeah, and that traveling aspect as well. Have you gone off to far-flung places?
The traveling as well, yeah. I've been to Slovenia, Romania and Finland so far, and then Poland as well. So it's a great traveling opportunities as well. And yeah, it's nice to see all the different places, meet new people as well.
Yeah, and to have the success as well, because I'd imagine all that traveling, while it's great to be able to do it, there is a bottom line. Something has to pay for it.
Yeah, so we do have a lot of fundraising, but it's all funded by our parents as well. But coming back with a lot of medals, it's nice to bring something back to the club.
Yeah, and we'll go, as I said, we'll go through a full list of exactly what has been won by all of you as well. Odin, the same question, I guess, to yourself, or is it a similar story of your background as to why you got started?
Well, mine isn't really the same as these two. I never got thrown in to defend myself. When I was younger, I used to love the TV show Power Rangers, and I absolutely loved it. So I just wanted to go around doing flips and all that crack, and I wanted to do karate originally, but the closest club for that was Ennis, and my dad wasn't able to drive me all the way into Ennis. But then we were at the Camahill Festival of Fun 1 year, and we were just watching the parade. We went back to the car, and there was a flyer on the car for West Clare Taekwondo Club starting up, and he was like, "Do you want to do that?" And I was like, 100% yeah.
Wow. Sure. I won't lie now, there's a lot of that. Power Rangers, the Camahill Festival of Fun, that's not a link that you'd often throw together. I know there's a few of them around there, if the likes of Declan Cleary and these lads are listening, he could often pass as a Power Ranger, but doesn't it just show then, like, I mean, because you go to all these things and you see various flyers put out and you wonder what's the point, are you wasting your time? But it obviously had an effect on you that it opened that door.
Oh, 100%, it's just... as Victoria said, like, it's, you get to travel, you get to, well, you're training all the time and you're staying fit, but you get the social aspect of it as well. You get, like, we have friends from Dublin, Cork, every county, and then outside of that, when we go to Euros or World Championships, we meet other people from other countries as well. So you make friends from Spain, England, Croatia, Slovenia, any of them, and you just get, you meet new friends as well. So you get to meet friends and not just as well compete for Ireland as well.
Yeah, and you're probably in a unique enough position, because I'd say a lot of people would view the likes of karate and taekwondo and you know, kickboxing to an extent, probably more as urban sports, you know, that you'd have them in big towns or big cities or whatever. But for this to flourish like it has in West Clare, that's a phenomenal success story.
Oh yeah, it's definitely a big, big success story, because obviously we're a small enough club in West Clare, like, where you, like, we were just at a competition there over the weekend, the Leinster Championships, and we had a very big success. We only brought 40 odd competitors or something like that, and 37, and we brought back about 40 medals, and compared to the likes of clubs from Dublin that were bringing 80 or 90 competitors, so we were punching well above our weight, like, and it's just unbelievable success, that not just from us but from the young lads as well in the club.
Luke, what do you put that down to?
I think I put it down to everyone in the club, to be honest. You know, it's the students that put in 100%. Obviously, we have the black belts or the guys on the Irish team that help out. I'd like to say it was all me, but no, it's definitely, it's a team effort, and I think that's why we're doing so well. We have, like, Odin is, he came second in the Euros in patterns. Then obviously we have myself, who won the Euros in sparring. That's two different aspects of taekwondo that we have the highest level of coaches for the students. So it's, I think that's it really, just a team effort.
Yeah, and it's a serious effort as well, to not just go and recruit new people to come and take up the sport, but also to have the coaches in there that are ready to get them hit the ground running, because we see it across a lot of sports, and I've had a lot of people in off various codes, and they've all said the same thing, that if I'm a parent that brings a child, I'm looking for a high standard. I want to see that my effort of bringing the kid is rewarded by the effort of coming back from the club. Like, there's a lot of pressure to do that.
Yeah, there is. But, like, my main kind of number one rule is you give 100% in the club and I'll give 100% back, because it's respect both ways. You know, I'm giving my time to teach, but they're also giving theirs money and time to come and train. So it's, everything has to be done 100%.
Yeah. Talk to me then, Victoria, a little bit about maybe the female aspect of it. Like, is there many other female members within the club?
There is, yeah. There's a good few. I'd say we're a female-dominated club, kind of. But, yeah, there's... on the Irish team, we also have a bunch of girls that we're all friends with. So, yeah, there's a good few.
Yeah, and like I just noticed the way you kind of glanced across at the lads there when you said we're a female dominated club, as much as to say don't forget where the power base is here, like. But that must be very encouraging to see, because, you know, there's so much conversations now about retaining girls in sport across whatever that they're doing, like, but to be able to say that, that's great.
It is, yeah, it's great. It's really nice to see all the young girls like doing this sport, because it's not really like when you hear taekwondo or karate, you wouldn't really think girl. Like, you'd think like a ninja, oh, like, yeah, a boy. But there's a lot of girls, and it's really good to see. Yeah.
Was that a thought that you might have had when you started out? Were you a little bit kind of apprehensive because it would be traditionally seen as a male dominated thing?
I think so, yeah, slightly. But the more I got into it, I realised that it's for both. So it was fine.
Talk to me then a little bit about maybe the first big trip that you went on. I mean, to be going on a trip is always great, like, but to be going as an athlete must make you feel that little bit taller.
Yeah, my first international competition was a World Cup in Slovenia in 2022. I was really excited for it, and I was ready to win. I was like, yeah, I'm winning it, it's mine. But obviously I didn't come back with I did come back with a medal, but in a team event, not individual. And I think it was just a really great learning experience, and it was just, yeah, ever since then I've skyrocketed and I've gotten better, and I'm really thankful for that.
Yeah, more to come, no doubt. Just, you mentioned a term there, the team element of it, because I think a lot of people that would talk about or hear about taekwondo and karate, they think that individualistic type of it. What are the team events, or how does that dynamic work?
So you have team sparring and you have team patterns. For a team sparring, you have a team of five, and it works on flags, so you try earn in the match as many flags as you can for your team. And for your team pattern, it's like, I don't know how to explain it really. I think Odin would be.
Okay, Odin, you've been tagged in here.
Team patterns is like it's like a routine. Patterns is like a set amount of movements, like as my father would say, Irish dancing. You have your set amount of movements, and you have to do them with precision, power, and technique. And it's basically just five lads or girls doing that routine, and they have to try and do it in sync and in unison.
Okay. So it sounds like then that like there is almost two strands within it. There's the physical, we'll call it combat style for want of a better phrase, but then there's that aspect to it as well. So this is a very inclusive thing.
Oh yeah, 100%, because, do you know, obviously if you have a young lad coming in and they might be a bit scared or a bit hesitant to go sparring or fighting, you have other aspects as well where they might not get hit but they still are involved in the sport, because you have patterns, you have sparring, but then you also have special technique and power breaking. And special technique is you have to hit a board over a certain height, or you have to jump over a rope at a certain height. And when you go to European Championships, those heights are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's just unbelievable skill to do it. And power breaking is breaking boards like you'd see in a karate movie or something like that.
Well, so there's cliches within the sport, but they kind of all seem to ring true on that. Luke, tell me then, so if I've, you know, a child in West Clare that might walk into the club that first night, I mean, what's the first involvement, or take us through that process of becoming maybe up to the stage that you're at?
Well, first of all, it would take a long time, especially to get up to like the level we're at now. But they come in, they train. For now, they train twice a week. We do kind of additional sessions if it's coming up to gradings or competitions. Attendance is a big thing if they want to progress. You know, we do gradings maybe twice, three times a year. And then obviously once you get to the black belt level after years of training, it's about trying out for the Irish team. It's even more training than maybe five times a week. And it's just, yeah, it's just a lot of training, to be honest.
Discipline sounds like it's a key component too, is it?
Yeah, it is. It has to be your number one priority, to be honest, especially if you want to get to the likes of these lads are out here. There can't be anything else above it. It has to be nearly a full-time job at this stage.
You've got a big date coming up, championships. You're heading over to Poland. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so there's four of us going to Poland next month, 17th of April, for the European Championships. Some of us are definitely looking at getting on the podium for that. So it's exciting to see. I think we've trained well, trained hard for it. So yeah, we're excited for it now.
Yeah, it just sounds like, particularly with Victoria there anyway, Odin, that like that competitive mindset, you're gone from the phase now of working your way into the sport. You're really at the high end of it now.
Yeah, like when you first get your black belt, you've gotten to that milestone, but then after that you're working straight away to another milestone for the national team, if that's your goal. And then once you get onto the national team the first time, you might, when you head away to your first Europeans or even a World Championships, you might have that bit of nervousness going into it. And then once you've, even if you don't win a medal, if you go to your next one, then mindset is straight away, okay, I've gotten the feel good of it now, I want to be on the podium, I want to win a medal for my country, I want to represent my club and my country well at these championships.
And I know we're focusing obviously on the West Clare club, but across the county as a whole, how strong is the scene?
It's very strong, especially in Clare, like for such a small enough county compared to the likes of Cork and Dublin, who would be on the team as well. It's a very big scene in Clare, because you have the likes of Quinn, you have Shannon, you have Ballyaina, who all have competitors on the team. And especially when we go away to European Championships, when medals are won, Clare are a very big aspect of it, to win medals for the team.
Yeah, that's a hugely proud thing to think of. Like, I know we're a very GA-focused county, obviously, but I mean, God almighty, to have international athletes winning medals is something to be hugely proud of, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Honestly, yeah, like, just as Odin was saying there, like, the influence that we have as a county in Taekwondo, in not just in Ireland but in the world, because like some of the best competitors in the world are from Clare, from our club, or like you were saying, Quinn or Shannon. Like it's nice to see, because you know, you see them time and time again training or just hanging out, and then they are some of the best athletes in Taekwondo. It's It's nice.
Yeah, it's fabulous, and we wish you continued success with it. That big bag of medals that we spoke about, we're going to get the lads to put them on and get a picture up on social media, because I think that's the only thing that might do it justice, as the amount of them that they brought in to see us. Finally then, Luke, if there is a young boy or a young girl listening to this and they want to get involved with the West Clare Taekwondo, how can they go about it?
They can follow us or message us on Facebook at West Clare Taekwondo. We're in Kilrush, so if you're around there, you can come in either Monday or Friday. Try it out, see if you like it, and yeah, that's it.
Great stuff. Listen, thanks so much. I know it's a hugely busy time for you, and we appreciate you taking the time to come in to have a chat with us, and continued success to all of you.
This feature, Sport in Focus, is funded by Cumashun Na Mban with a television license fee.